Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Jealous Exes and Underwear Incense. Woo! Nina Parker and Hunter Marge are here.
Big fans of those people.
Big, I'm a huge fan of those people. I'm also a fan of myself. I'm Morgan, hi, okay. My girl Gwyneth is calling out Goop haters in a new interview. Talking to Mashable, she said much of the criticism for the site is all clickbait and she went to say it's a cheap and easy way to try and drive traffic to these sites. What do you guys think about this?
I do think it's easy to pick on Goop. Mm-hmm. But they just, it is easy because they give you so many options
to pick
from.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it is a weird world that Gwyneth lives in. This Goop world that she has created is a little weird.
It is. It's definitely a little out there. It's definitely not the most common thing.
She's standing in a damn vagina of flowers.
But it is,
I want to say,
it is a gorgeous vagina of flowers.
If you're going to be out there and you're going to do the weird thing, you can't call the other people out for saying something about it.
No.
This is what they're talking about, are some of these things. She got in trouble for the vaginal steaming.
Yes.
And the jade eggs, because a lot of those clickbait articles were about how she was putting women's health in jeopardy.
And she disputes that. She's basically saying we're using different experts that promote these things, and consumers can decide what they want.
Yeah, but you also had a candle that you said smells like your vagina.
Right. Oh, my God. Okay, and apparently someone else is getting into the vagina-scented business. Erykah Badu told Ten Magazine that she's releasing an incense called Badu's...
Oh, great.
She's beautiful, though. Supposedly, she created the fragrance by burning up old pairs of her underwear, which our producer called underpants earlier, and I was like, are you a 75-year-old man? She's a 30-something-year-old woman. She's burning up her underpants. I said, what the f***, Lane? What do you guys think about this? I mean, I do think that this is more on brand for Erykah Badu than it is for Gwyneth.
If you're familiar with Erykah Badu, she really has a history of basically getting with a man, and everybody basically says that she takes over the guy's brain, like he becomes like very artsy. They become like... She's famously dated Common. She's famously dated Andre 3000. And she's kind of been, credited with kind of helping them with their creativity, almost being like their muse.
Oh.
And while she's dating them, they just kind of get lost in the sauce.
She looks like the type of person that would have that sort of energy. If I stood next to her, I'd be in love with her and want her incense.
Yeah, too. She's had that energy known to, and a lot of women have said, girl, what do you do to get these men? So it was kind of a joke.
Badu's.
Yeah.
How come they can't come up with a less aggressive title? Vagina candle, Badu. Don't you have cute little nicknames for it that we could just use? Or little synonyms?
Do you have a problem with the word vagina?
No, but it's hard for me to say Badu's all the time. It's hard for me to do that.
This really? Because I feel like you like saying it.
No, I don't.
Nicki Minaj and her ex Meek Mill reignited their beef on Twitter yesterday after Meek liked a meme making fun of Nicki's husband, and things went south really fast, but not before she gave Meek a new nickname. She tweeted, I'm so good at these, trigger fingers turned to Twitter fingers, Drake reference. Nina. Bad built face ass obsessed with the queen. So bad built face ass, I don't get.
Face ass.
Face ass. You're a face ass.
Yeah.
Well, like that.
Yeah. So basically, she saw a shady post that Meek liked, and is basically like, why are you liking people talking about my husband? You're my ex. We're not together anymore.
Move on.
And so she started posting pictures of him and the way he dresses on her Insta story. And then he responded by tweeting some things, and then it just went really left. It went from being very petty to really nasty. But the ultimate result is... should you even be engaging in something this negative with an ex from years ago?
No, I don't. That's my question to you guys, though. I don't understand. They clearly have something that they cannot get over with each other. They must have had the best sex that either of them have had, because the fact you do not engage with somebody unless you still care.
He is with a woman who is pregnant. The woman is pregnant.
Oh, my God.
Okay? And, like, if I'm pregnant with your baby, and we on the couch, and you over here tweeting her, I'm knocking you upside the head, and then I'm packing my
I agree.
He said that. He was like, I'm sitting here with my pregnant girlfriend tweeting you right now. I'm a clown. Like, he admitted it.
I think they both need to leave each other alone. They're not good for each other. That's not why they're not together anymore, you two. So stay away.
They
love each other.
I feel like the biggest thing that you can have with an ex when you're really over them is apathy. Even if they do dumb
Totally. And if anyone thinks prison makes the heart grow fonder, you missed last night's Real Housewives of New Jersey. 6 months before their split, Teresa Giudice revealed the romantic thing Joe told her.
He said to me, I feel, I just want you to know, I feel nothing for you.
He said that?
He told me, he's like, go find somebody else. And he's like, I won't even be mad.
I can't believe this. How did this happen? It's so shocking to me that they are not working out. I feel like this couple has been off for so much longer than the timeline of the shows are happening. Joe's obviously been away for 4 years. I think that there were talks of them not even working out when she was away. Like,
they weren't getting along in the marriage, by the way, if you watched the show. I mean, that was every damn season. It was something.
Yes.
Even when they would go on the group trips, like, he would always be grumpy and they would argue. I remember they went to, like, a vineyard and he was upset the whole time and he was off on his phone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would be upset if I had to go to a vineyard.
You would?
Yeah, it's...
You would not... You would love going to a vineyard.
Boring.
It's fun.
Not if I had to go with some Real Housewives.
Okay, Billie Eilish's new Vogue interview has pissed off some hip-hop fans. She called out rappers for lying about having lots of bitches and guns in their songs. She says that they're just posturing.
Well, she said this, and it kind of took off on social media. In the entire interview, you can see kind of where she was coming from. It isn't so absurd. She said there's a difference between telling a story that needs to be told and maybe there's hyperbole within the story and just lying to be appealing. And she referenced someone saying that they had an AK-47 and a bunch of bitches, and she was referring to her friends knowing, I know you don't have an AK-47 or a bunch of bitches.
Surprise, rappers lie. Like, newsflash. Like, it's just like, it's just such the same conversation that people who appropriate make. Her whole style is a hip-hop style. She makes, like, headlines based off of things that she copies from hip-hop culture, yet she turns around and criticizes. Like, they lie in rock music. They lie in pop music. A lot of these bitches is crying about heartbreaks they never had.
And also, remember, a lot of them were virgins when they weren't.
Yeah! And it's like, don't just target hip-hop because, of course everybody's not walking around with a gun. Of course it's in their experience. That should be kind of like common sense to know that all of these people aren't going to do these things.
Right.
Obviously, if all these people were committing the crimes, nobody would be around to do the damn song.
Yeah, they'd all be in jail.
Like, girl, we know!
And a lot of headlines are claiming 50 Cent walked out on an interview with Complex. 50 looked pissed when asked about his feud with French Montana, but you know what? It may have been a joke, so we're going to let you decide.
What's up with French? Are you guys cool? Are you not cool?
I don't really have interest in it. Like, that's not... What's going on?
There was rumors that you snuffed him in a club in Miami or something. Is there any truth to any of that?
No, there's no truth to that.
Okay.
Would I do a thing like that?
I don't know. I wouldn't put it past you.
Why would you think that way? Would you think Will Smith would do that?
I would not.
I can't believe you would say these things about me.
I'm not saying them about you. The internet said these things
would
about
you. I think this guy right here would assault French Montana.
But 50 would not assault French Montana.
Not me, no. Are you kidding me?
Okay, word.
Why would I do a thing like that?
Fib,
peace,
I appreciate
my brother.
You.
Do not allow my inner peace to disturb your inner deep.
Our good friend 50 Cent. Yeah. We love him.
I love him so much. Do you guys... I don't think that was a joke.
I think it was
100% a joke. It's the end of the interview. He's getting up because he's done. And he answered the question. And I think he was doing it in a way that he thought was funny. Which it was.
Yeah, I don't think he was serious. And 50 isn't the kind of person, if you notice, if you've ever watched him or followed his career, you've never seen him yell or scream or, like, he doesn't do
get
that.
Get upset.
He is a little bit more, like, he is the kind of guy that does smile just like that when he's pissed.
It's hard to be angry when you've spent as much time in the candy shop as he has. He's pretty content in life all the way around.
You said a lot of jokes, but that might have been the whitest joke you've ever told.
Okay, after the break, we are playing Fan on the Street with Brad Pitt and Scarlett Johansson. Sort of.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Okay, I don't know if you've heard, but the Oscars are this Sunday, so we hit the streets and ask people questions about the nominees.
Yes, okay, so you guys know that the rules are simple. We have done this before. Okay. All you have to do is just guess who gets the answer, right? It is time for Fan on the Street.
Excited.
All right, you guys, let's meet our first competitors.
Yay. My name is Grace, and I'm from Munster, Indiana, and my fun fact is that I'm 20 years old and have a blankie.
My name is Katie. I'm from Vernon Hills, Illinois. And my fun fact is that I hate milk. Hate it. It tastes bad.
My name is Preston.
And I'm Jaden.
We're from Michigan, and we live out of a van.
Yeah.
These are the people that we get to do our show.
The last laugh that he did after the van thing, he was like proud.
I don't know who to root for. I want them out that van.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this is the question that we asked them. Which object did Scarlett Johansson say she should be allowed to act as?
Okay.
All right. So we gave them these choices. A tree, a toy, a car, or a fly?
Tree.
Well, tree's the right answer, but the question is, which of these people got it right?
I know. I just wanted to... I wanted everyone on the set to know.
Who gets it right?
Because someone did it.
Yes, you got it right,
yes,
girl.
Yes, thank
you. But you're not playing. So is it the milk-hating Grace and Katie, or is it the van people?
Preston and van boy.
Jaden. Preston and Jaden. Those are also, I think, Britney Spears'
Jaden,
kids.
Or yeah. Katie.
Those are Britney Spears' kids. Go ahead.
Katie and Grace.
Okay.
Let's see who got it.
A fly. Because... she has big eyes.
I'd say a tree.
I'd say a tree.
Really?
That's because that's the only plant or thing they've seen because they're so high themselves.
Don't talk about my boys like that.
They are high in that van. I can't believe they got out of that van.
I mean, what you gonna do in a van but get high, child? Anyway, it's time to meet our next contestants.
I'm Marco, I'm from London, UK, and I once jumped off a store building and broke four toes.
I'm Pippa, I'm from London in the UK. No, I don't have any fun stories.
He's like, this is never good on TV.
Hi, I'm Eric Blake, I'm from Houston, Texas, and I'm a really good singer.
What do you sing?
I sing pop music.
I've been told to get you off my mind.
We just broke his career. That's exciting.
Yeah, we'll use this video in a year when we're trying to get an interview with him.
That's about 15 seconds of his fame.
So we asked them this question. What did Brad Pitt say was Leo's nickname for him? Okay, so their choices were B-Rad, Lover, Pit Stop, or Zaddy. Who do you guys think got it right? Is it the Londoners, Marco and Pippa, or is it the singer Eric?
Eric.
Okay.
I think the Brits get a lot of things right. Not taxes. We won that one. I'm going to go ahead and say it's them. They got this one right.
Let's see who found out.
Pit Stop. This seems like a good nickname.
Lover. Anyone would date Leo, wouldn't they?
Yeah, true.
I would date him, yeah.
How's that feel, huh? How's it feel?
I'm too tired to proactively.
You really get competitive with these games.
No, I'm not competitive.
That's because I beat you every time. I beat you every time.
She might be letting you win.
I'm letting you win because I just don't want to make you feel smaller than you already
are. All right, well, let's see our next fans.
I'm Natisha. I'm from Portland, Oregon, and I love dogs.
My name is Medina, and a fun fact about me is I'm from Kazakhstan.
Okay, folks, this is Mr. Muscles. I'm from Minnesota. Oh, you know. And I used to be bigger. I lost weight, man. I had to come down. I stopped my workout, and I did a lot of sleeping. But, I play guitar.
I have a feeling our producers talked to Mr. Muscles for like an hour.
Yeah.
And that was what they really pulled.
Where are y'all going to find?
This is Hollywood Boulevard.
He did a lot of sleeping.
Yeah.
What does that have to do with anything?
Maybe he had less time to lift to get those muscles pumping.
Yeah, Mr. Muscles is a big nickname to give yourself when you are pretty much in line with every other dude that works out a little.
I thought you were going to say something else. Anyway, all right, okay, so let's just get to the question. What country is the movie Parasite set in? Okay, so their choices were France, South Korea, Florida, or Brazil. Who do you guys think guesses correctly? Was it Natisha and Medina or Mr. Muscle?
Natisha Medina, right.
So I'm going to go wild card Mr. Muscles.
All right.
Maybe Brazil?
Okay.
Brazil?
South Korea. It's closed caption, but you know, if you don't have reading skills, it was a good film. It's, you know, you just have to use your imagination. And since, you know, you're not South Korean, you have to understand why the things happen that happen, and you follow the movie.
To Mr. Muscles.
Mr. Muscles is like me after too much filming. Like, I have not one clue.
No, Mr. Muscles got it right.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Maybe, and you could still win this. Nina, how much is this last question worth? Because right now it's 3-0.
Oh, right. It's worth 5 points.
Wow, you have a shot to lose twice.
Okay.
All right, guys, and finally, our last question we gave to everyone. We asked, what is this man best known for? The choices were, he's part of Logan Paul's douchey crew. He's on a Netflix dessert show or something. He's a viral mukbang maker, or he's an Instagram horrible fashion influencer.
I don't like the options.
All right, well, let's see what they had to say.
You would think influencer, because that boy's filtered up. He has a spray tan, the spray six pack.
It looks like Jed from The Bachelorette.
No, it looks like the guy from You, 40.
He looks like he's about 6'3", 6'5".
Could probably go to the gym a bit more, work out a bit harder.
Maybe Instagram, because he looks kind of metro and bougie.
I don't know who this guy is. Dang, I think he's hot. I'll tell him I said hey.
I know him, he's a YouTuber, very handsome man, ripped. What I want to look like one day, Netflix dessert host. It looks delicious, so.
Sorry, Hunter Marsh.
It's March! Hard C! That was very sweet.
A few compliments in there.
You got a date out of that. Lucky you. Why are we not putting my photo up? We need me to get dates.
Oh, my God.
I like this. I like that I've got a date with Mr. Muscles. Thinks he's 6'3", 6'5".
Yeah, that was,
I know what he's into.
Oh,
there's
my
someone
God.
Out there who really achieves and aspires to be you. Who knew?
Cuties.
Who knew?
Good game, winner. Coming up, men are douchebags, and we're proving it. Stick around. We all know that when it comes to the dumbest stories on the internet, a man is usually responsible. So let's take a deep dive into some of the stupid men did this week in a special segment called Men Are Dip. It's an accurate title. It's okay. Just go with it. If you haven't heard, there's this little and horrible thing going around called the coronavirus. Well, some ass in Toronto thought it would be funny to fake that he had the virus while on a flight to Jamaica. And this is what he had to say for himself.
I stood up. I said I just came back from Hunan province.
And why did you say that? What were you trying to do?
Invoke a reaction out of some people and create a viral video.
Okay, and why did you want to create a viral video?
Like I said, I'm an upcoming artist. The publicity was what I was really looking for.
Potok's parents are also not proud of their son's actions.
It was a very stupid idea, very, very stupid idea, but young people are stupid.
I goes to jail.
Yeah, I don't get how your parents are that normal and say something like that about you, and yet you still end up like this. Like, I feel like when your parents call you a dick, you usually don't become one.
Oh, listen, This is the thing. Like, if you want to do a viral video that only affects you, cool, do that. Mm-hmm. But if I'm on a flight and I've worked all year and I've saved up for this flight to Jamaica, and you get my rerouted, like, I'm rerouting your face.
I agree.
Yeah. Rerouted back to Canada.
Yeah, like it's just so inconvenient to do that to other people.
Because disrespectful.
What if somebody was taking a connecting flight?
243 passengers were actually rerouted. Oh. There should have been some.
Well, he got charged with mischief and a breach of recognizance.
I'm all for that.
You're for it.
Okay. Divorces are never easy, but this Canadian dip really took petty to the next level. He claims he burnt over $1 million in cash so that his ex-wife could not get any of it. There were no witnesses, though, so the court gave him 30 days in jail to rethink his claim and come up with that money, baby.
My favorite part is he said he really thought about this. Like, I don't think he actually burned the money because that's crazy. Mm-hmm. But what he said, he goes, two bonfires. First bonfire, $790,000. Second bonfire, $260,000. As if he counted all of it. As it was going in,
that is very
one
specific.
Goodbye.
Specific numbers, though.
Yeah.
But how much do you hate your ex-wife?
He does not like that woman.
This is the marriage story ending we needed, you know?
Yeah.
And Tennessee can feel confident that this guy is deciding on important laws for them. While on the House floor, he enjoyed just a regular afternoon snack straight from a Hershey's chocolate syrup bottle.
What apparently he does is he's a big recycler, and he was going to recycle that, and then he decided, well, water bottles are so expensive. I'll just use this as my water bottle. So that's been in his desks for a while, and he uses it as his water bottle.
Wait, did he really say that?
Swear to God.
I really do think that it's chocolate in there. And the fact that he has cheese crackers in his other hand, this is some weird man. I mean, you got on a suit, man.
And actually, I was going to say, a nice suit. He has different colors of tangerine on. Very nice.
Like, what possesses someone? And even if the optics, even if it is water and the optics of it, you look like a crazy person.
You know what's weird, though? He does not look like he gives a f***.
No.
So. And finally, an eccentric British millionaire has found a way to solve the homeless problem, and his plan is going viral.
You have to put your weight near the bottom so it won't tip up. And then slide
up. You okay?
Take the hinge off. One moving in the other. Put the lid back on. And now you've got somewhere to store your spare clothes and bedding.
It's a trash can, man. It's a trash can. If you're an inventor, why wouldn't you invent something that doesn't look like you're sleeping in a goddamn trash can? What? Why would you give me what I can already have access to on the corner?
But you need to have the connecting bar thing.
I can't believe this is insane.
Okay, we're out of show. I know, it's great. How did we even get here? But please don't miss our live after party this Sunday right after the Oscars. It's gonna be a lot of fun. And Monday, we have a special 1-hour nightly pop. Bye!